Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Freedom41.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Jeremy Bradley here, top of the charts. Still live from the Village Mall Juno Fan Fair. Lots of people in line. I'm probably about 50, 100 feet away from George Canyon and Johnny Reed. I'm joined in line now by Darren, yeah?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. So you're from St. John's.
Yes, and
we're here in the mall. I was just talking with some ladies up earlier in the row, and they're saying they've never seen this many people here gathered at the mall before. It's like Christmas.
It's pretty amazing, but very well organized, I must say.
What have you been doing for Juno Weekend so far?
Well, we've been volunteering for all of the events at the Delta, so that was great for the Ruckus on the Edge. Very well organized with over 160 volunteers, and we started to take in the festivities over the next... taking in everything over the next couple of days. We were fortunate enough to win tickets to everything.
Now describe, we weren't at Ruckus, but tell us what happened there. There was
Ruckus was amazing. Ruckus started off with the gospel night, then it went on to Ruckus on the Round, continued on the day three with the, we had bands like, so many. Tracy,
that's
many
the bands? You know, you see so many things, you yes, do so many things, it's hard to keep track of them all.
You know, I mean, from the Songwriter Circle, what was that, the Songwriter Circle? Down at the Delta. You got
me on the
spot.
Yeah, last three nights, there's a concert every night, Songwriter Circle. We've got the Songwriter Circle coming up at the Arts and Culture tomorrow. Ruckus on the Round was the night after. Then we had the Rock Night, and we had the Heritage Night.
Yeah, let's talk about the Heritage Night.
All
Shannon
right.
and Uck were amazing. Yeah. And the Navigators and the Once. The Once?
Yeah,
I'm here at Once. That's all we remember in Newfoundland. Fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry, we're here with Darren and...
Tracy.
Tracy. So what else are you going to be doing this weekend then?
Well, we're going to get this guitar signed here now. 30-year-old Degas, they don't make them anymore. And I think Johnny's going to be pretty pleased to be able to sign it, Johnny and George. And we're very fortunate to meet Johnny when he was here for the CMT Country Award for the karaoke, CMT Karaoke. So...
Now, see, we were talking with Johnny in Vancouver at the Country Music Awards in September, and there was a lot of people that were singing in line to see him. Can you give me any Johnny?
Finish it.
Go ahead. Do a duet
Dance
if you get...
Dance with me. No, we like
Johnny,
Darlin'.
Johnny's amazing. I also want to share that George Canyon can pass the puck.
Were you at the game last night?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, see, last year at the game in Vancouver, there was a big brawl at the end because the Rockers ended up winning, and the NHLers just thought, we can't have this, so they caused the destruction, and it made them lose the game.
Last night, the Rockers let the NHLers win by 1 point.
Well, now, let's start with that.
Cuddy was certainly cutting them all off, mind you, and Alan Doyle left second half of the period. Nobody could find Alan. So the team got out of hand, and all hands ended up on the ice in the last period.
And we were talking with Jim Cuddy a couple weeks yesterday on the ice as well, and he said that he figured that the NHLers would win this year. He wasn't too confident that the Rockers were going to do anything that great. So,
yeah, well, they were... I actually think they might have won it, but I think that they let them have that last goal. Isn't that
I
right?
think the most memorable part was in the beginning when they were at the O Canada, and all the NHLers turned towards the flag and all the Rockers turned towards the band.
They were all, yeah, different ways. And then, of course, we had Rex Gowdy, who was in net for the NHLers, so that's got to be a little bit awkward.
Rex played an amazing evening.
Yeah,
he was
good.
Pucks were flying everywhere. Rex was deflecting them. Rex, as a matter of fact, Rex had me stumped there for a bit because I knew he was playing with the NHL, but I didn't know if he was playing in the NHL. Listen, you know, despite many of the entertainers didn't get in with the fog, you know, it looks like the fog has lifted, the weather has changed, and a lot of them knew that there'd be conflict, but, you know, the Junos are an amazing event. Last night we took in George Street, not to hold you up any, but those entertainers that filled in for entertainers that didn't get a chance to make it, like we had a chance to see the Ennis sisters again. Now we know that they're called Ennis, and they were amazing. They filled in for Terry Clark. We had just amazing array of entertainment down there.
Looking
on George Street.
To the award
show
tomorrow.
All hands should get out to George Street, I mean.
It should be a crazy time.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable experience. I mean, we were hanging out with Ricky and Bubbles all evening. You know? So
yeah.
The boys were...
And the rain's not stopping anybody.
No, I was, you know, the hotel on the harbor, you couldn't really see anything last night. It was just a cloud of fog.
Liquid sunshine.
And it's not gloomy at all, though. That's the thing. It's actually almost sort of refreshing when you wake up and you see that in the morning. And you get to enjoy it every day or every...
I'm going to tell you now, when that fog rises, the sun breaks through, it's absolutely amazing. That's why we appreciate every moment we got.
And it's definitely, it's a great place to be. So thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your weekend.
Jeremy, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and thank you again.
All right, take care.